The highlight of the evening. Time to pass the hat. And time for some straight talk among friends. Here's why we do this. First of all, we accept the fact that successful parties require funds. Truth be told, unsuccessful parties also require funds. The key difference, generally, successful parties have more funds than unsuccessful parties. That's one reason that we pass the hat. The second reason, the disastrous impact that the other party has had on our country and on our state. Pass the hat is an opportunity to counteract the bizarre mindlessness that has seized the other party. You want examples? Let me draw a few distinctions. At the helm of the other party is a president so clueless and incompetent that even members of his own party, including three soon-to-be-defeated Iowans in the U.S. House, and two sadly spineless Iowa senators are sent reeling. But when asked to do the responsible thing, to stand up to this foolishness, what do? Nothing. My hands are tied. I have no choice. Don't blame me. It's not my fault. We seek accountability, and they pass the buck. Accordingly, we pass the hat. Closer to home, the last legislative session in Des Moines, an utter disaster. All the progress, all the enlightened leadership that our party has brought to bear in the last half century, offset by the other party's small-minded, wrong-headed decisions. It's as if the other party took every misguided idea possible and rolled them into one huge bill, the How to Destroy Iowa bill. And if that wasn't enough, they proceeded to pass the bill. Accordingly, we pass the hat. 40 years ago, Hubert Humphrey said, the moral test of government is how it treats those in the dawn of life, the children, those in the twilight of life, the aged, and those in the shadows of life, the sick, the needy, and the handicapped. Now, the other party has rewritten this test. The other party says the moral test of government is how it supports those with wealth, those with power, those with influence and affluence, those who need help least because they've already got the most. They devised, then passed, a selfishness test. Accordingly, we pass the hat. Roy, now start passing those hats. Look, many issues that our country faces will not be dealt with quickly or easily. These matters require sustained attention over time. Climate change is a great example where every successful strategy has us acting now. The sooner, the better. But what do we get from the other party? Denial. There's no problem, and if there is, there's certainly no urgency. My dear friend, Senator Rob Hogue, takes short, cold showers to confront climate change, bless his heart, and asks us to join him, not in the shower, but in doing more. That's engaged leadership, and the other party, nothing. The clock is ticking. They're merely passing time. Accordingly, we pass the hat. Now the good news. In the other party's overreach are seeds of our party's resurgence. But it takes a strong, vital party to capitalize on these opportunities. Let's recap here. They pass the buck. Say it with me. We pass the hat. They pass awful bills. We pass the hat. They pass a selfish test, we pass the hat. They pass the time, we pass the hat. Finally, our party needs more than just money. Help us pass the word. Our party has found its footing, we're coming back. Help us pass the baton. We have terrific candidates ready to serve. Help us pass the torch. Help us elect Democrats at every single level. As for right now, help us pass the hat, and for our country's sake, put money in the hat before you pass it, before our golden opportunity. opportunity passes us by. Thank you very, very much.